love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
And here's the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Last time on 24 Years at the Tap End, we reminisced about our time at Channel 4's The Hotel for our birthday last year.
Did you see the manager of that hotel has been on several times?
Yeah.
To talk about that tap end.
I think he put on Twitter, "It wasn't my fault, the bloody staff told everyone you were there. Unbelievable."
Yeah.
So, what are we doing today?
Today's an interesting one because we've kind of spoken about it before. I'm going to take you to my 21st year. And it's about when I went on holiday to Falaraki with the boys.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've talked about this in quite general terms before, but what I thought I'd do is I'll take you to sort of halfway through the week that we were there and just pick up on some stuff that happened that really we didn't have time to do in the last one.
Okay, so it's kind of a revisit to Falaraki.
Think of it as like Falaraki part two.
Well, I'm very keen. In fact, I'm so keen. I've just won everything at the Radio 1 Keen Awards.
Brilliant. And I'm Kenton Recreation Ground.
What's that?
Which is a place called Kenton, which is sort of near where I live.
Who's going to know that?
I'm seriously running out of Keens.
I am Rudo.
The holiday was going really badly. There was no doubt about it. This was the worst holiday we had been on so far.
What happened?
Well, this is what we're going to go into.
Oh, sure.
Leaving Cantonar to book the accommodation had been a massive error. He was the wrong man for the job compared to the more organised members of our group, such as Chinese Dave or Lensky. In his wisdom, Cantonar decided that the best thing to do was book the hotel with the worst reviews on the basis that lots of young people would be there. The reality of what happened was that we were pretty much the only group at our hotel. No one else wanted to stay there. But we were halfway through the week now, and Cantonar was feeling the effects of that decision. We hadn't eaten a proper meal since we arrived, and four nights had taken heavy casualties. Breakfast was provided with the hotel, but this was only served between 6:30 and 8. So you had to be on the top of your game to ensure you didn't miss it.
You never made it to breakfast, did you?
We tried our best, but basically you had to stay up all night to make breakfast.
Yeah.
We'd never get up in time for breakfast.
No.
A nap at the wrong time after a night out could cost you your inclusive food for the day. There were the usual fast food restaurants, which we were relying on, but they quite literally ate into our budget. So we really wanted to make the most of any food that the hotel provided. Dinner is important to me, and was also provided under our half-board deal with the hotel. I'm not a fussy eater, but it really was disgusting. We would be served a plate each of whatever they had made that night. There was no element of choice. I've never seen anywhere manage to make pasta taste so bad. The other night's meals were all largely similar. Moussaka and what looked like lasagna looked and tasted the same. It was always a pasta meal, always tasted the same, but the guy who served the plates of food and bread rolls to the lads gave it a different name. So, I mean, it was like they had a job load of this stuff and they'd just throw it out to the boys and say, "That's moussaka." And I'd say, "No, it's not. It's got nut." Because there's vegetables in that, isn't there? It was the fourth night in tonight, but the lads had an extra spring in their step. Tonight at our hotel dinner was not going to be a variation of a pasta dish, but was going to be a barbecue.
Barbecue night.
Mm. What gave us a slight bit of extra hope with this was that we were each forced to pay a small supplement. It was exactly what we needed after a week, and we all looked forward to sitting around a barbecue. So the charge is something like, I think the equivalent of about a fiver each extra.
Right.
For the barbecue, I assume because they had to buy in the meats.
Yeah.
When it came to dinner time, we all sat down on the table that they pulled out at dinner next to the pool, and a tray of unidentified meats were produced. It was one of those where it was a tray of food. but it was very difficult to work out exactly what the meat was. There was not a barbecue in sight. In broken English, the guy serving the food told us that chef cooked meat before. There was a sausage and a rib each. So we had visions that the meat, you know, they'd bring out some meat, so it'd be cooked on a barbecue,
yeah.
Have a couple of beers and that. But no, what seemingly they were suggesting is that the chef had barbecued all the food before, but it didn't look like it had been barbecued. Like it'd been cooked 3 or 4 times before.
Was it burnt to a crisp?
It wasn't burnt. I don't think, in a way, that would give me a bit more confidence that it had been near a fire. It looked like it was microwaved. It was like that horrible texture. I looked around the table. Even Chazza, who was normally good at motivating the group, didn't know what to say. Dossa was sticking his fork into one of the sausages and cracking on, and the convict looked like he was about to cry. But the worst affected was Cantonar. He couldn't take any more. He stood up, pushing his chair to the floor, and stormed off.
Drama?
He went missing for 2 hours, and I found him, after a while, sitting on the bottom of a hill opposite our hotel, head in his hands. He was a broken man and was looking up flights home on his phone. Things only got worse when I told him how much that probably was costing him. Poor lad, he had his phone out looking at flights.
Was the meat really that depressing that he wanted to get a flight home?
No, but you got to think, all the boys have been looking forward to that all day. Yeah. And it was after the meals that we'd had, the thought of having this barbecue, Cantona was broken with this.
And also, hadn't turned his data roaming off.
No, so, I mean, that was going to cost him a fortune, so yeah. I had to tell him that. Just imagine him on the bottom of that hill.
30 quid a minute.
Me and Paddy tried to console him. There were only about 3 or 4 nights left. He just had to dig deep and not quit.
They should do this for comic relief or something. This sounds like the way you're making it sound is quite a task.
It was definitely...
Maybe Greg James should do this instead of the Zambezi.
What, a holiday in Falaraki?
Sounds harder.
Well, yeah, I mean, you joke. I remembered what Rocky had said to his son in Rocky Balboa, the 6th film in the series. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't always sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are. It will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
Oh, please, you're in Falaraki and the food's not very nice.
You, me, or nobody are going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. If you know what you're worth, go and get what you're worth. But you've got to be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that. And you ain't a coward. You're better than that. I told him all that.
All of that?
Yeah.
What, from memory?
Just motivated him. It's my favourite film.
But he's at the bottom of the hill with his data roaming on, with his head in his hands, and you did that whole speech to him to try and motivate.
Yeah, it felt like the right thing to do.
Did you do it in Sylvester Stallone's voice?
No, I didn't, because that would be tricky.
Try now.
Okay.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place.
You should have done that, I think.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Really good.
Cantonar looked down at the ground, then up at me and laughed. He reached into his pocket and slowly pulled out a Zinger burger. I sat down next to him and together we ate it, overlooking the sea in the distance.
What, out of his pocket?
Well, yeah.
How long had that been there?
Well, he'd been missing a couple of hours, so he'd obviously gone to the Colonel, hasn't he? We sat there a while before joining the boys back at the hotel. All the meats were gone. Sir Dossa and the Beast had actually enjoyed the meal, eating most of it themselves. The rest of the lads were deflated. It was almost like, as we all sat there, we just needed a sign, something to motivate us. As we sat there, out of nowhere, a small cat walked close to us and jumped up on the table. A small pussy cat. It was the sign we needed.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Don't eat it.
No, we weren't going to eat it.
Oh, sorry. That's what it's made it sound like.
It was just a small black pussycat.
I mean, I know you're hungry, but seriously.
And it just reminded us that there were more things out there or something. It was just something about it made us...
What?
Made us...
Like what?
I don't know how you can explain this. It just sort of gave us a bit of hope.
Because there's a cat there.
Small pussycat. I can't explain it.
Is it rude?
I think I can't really say, can I?
I don't know.
This was a turning point in our... Also, why are there so many cats on these resorts? That's another thing. Because I look back and maybe it just wasn't a sign. Maybe there was just so many cats out there that it saw some of the meats and just wanted the food. And
you know possibly. I mean? Like, who knows, Chris?
We all knew we needed to pick ourselves up and move forward. What I've got here is some reflective music.
Right, okay. So do I need to press play?
If you want to press play.
Okay.
Chaz walked back to his room and collected the beers.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm liking it. Carry on.
Chaz walked back to his room and collected the beers. As he walked back towards us, he threw them out one at a time. I was proud of my friends. It felt like as a group we could take on anything. We'd all gone through a lot between us in our life, but even when we were at our lowest, we were a force together. That night was the best night of our holiday, ending at breakfast the next day. No one left early. We moved through the town like ducks in formation. Ducks flying together. This wasn't just a holiday. It was a test. We weren't just a team. We were a unit. In good times and bad times, I'd be on their side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Oh, what a song.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.